HD Smartcast. You are listening to Health Shots brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another She Slays Champion story. This week on She Slays, we have with us Mrs. Nagalakshmi. Nagalakshmi is a mother of two and a working professional based out of Delhi. A decade ago, she suffered a severe slip disc. For several months, she was on bed rest. She had to take care of her son, who was a toddler then, and had to maintain a balance between her work life. Yet, she battled this painful condition for nearly 2 years. Physiotherapy and lifestyle changes helped her eventually to battle her diagnosis. She is a true champion whose determination to stay fit made her health journey an inspiration to many around her. Come, let's listen to this champion story.
Hi, my name is Nagalakshmi. My age is 44. I work with American Embassy, and today I'm going to talk about an experience about my illness that I went through. I was diagnosed with slip disc in 2007. I think November end or first week of December, I don't remember exactly. A regular Wednesday in the morning hours around 10:30 to 11 o'clock. I was working in my office, and I was in the file room. As usual, I was lifting all the files and folders and boxes, and I was doing routine job, whatever was assigned to me. So all of a sudden I felt giddiness, and I collapsed. I did not know why it occurred to me at that point of time. I was totally unconscious. I was told that my boss called my husband and told that I was not well. So he also came immediately and took me to the hospital. And when doctor saw my condition, he said I should go through all those x-rays and MRI, CT scan, blood test, everything. I was though unconscious, but tears were coming from my eyes. Maybe I was crying out of pain. And I was not able to hear what conversation was going on between my husband and doctor, but I could only realize that I was not able to move my neck left or right, and I was not able to stand. So that was the initial stage. And after 2 days, when all the reports were given to us, we took it to the doctor, and doctor said that I had a slip disc. I think C5 or C4, he said, I'm not sure. He said due to the gap between the bones, the pain occurs. So the more you bend yourself, it will give you more pain. So that was horrible. I can't even imagine those days when I had this pain. I was not able to do anything. I was just crying, and I was upset that I'm not able to do anything. Even my basic work, I was not able to do. So that was horrible time. And my parents, they were so sweet, especially my father. He used to come to physiotherapy and stay there until my exercises are over. And he used to take care of me like a baby, though I was married and I had 2 kids. And he was taking care of me like anything. I felt so emotional that time. Oh God, I'm really blessed to have such a wonderful parents. And my mom, she, even when I was recovered, she never allowed me to go to the kitchen because she was afraid that I may get the same pain again. So she did not allow me. She was very sweet. I was really blessed. This whole incident had an emotional touch also, because having such a wonderful family was really a blessing in disguise, you can say. Though there was my physical pain was there, but if they were not there, I would not have survived. I had to take this pain. I had to accept this pain. Almost for 3 weeks it was there. It was really very painful. I wish nobody should have this kind of pain in life, not even to the creatures. When I was going through this pain, I totally gave up, especially when I wanted to use washroom or do my basic things. I had to take somebody's help, which I really wanted to avoid, but I could not because the pain was higher. That was the thing. At that moment, I literally gave up my life. Of course, my friends and my family, without them, as I said, I would not have survived. Bhagyashri, who was very near to my house, and she's also dear to my heart, and she was like 24/7. Like, if I want to call her and I say that this is a problem, she'll immediately be there. Similarly with my sister Raji, she is also like that. Without them, I could not have survived. I was surrounded by such a wonderful people. Because of them, I'm able to, you know, work today, and I'm going to my office regularly, and I'm very happy because they are there in my life. What I learned from this journey of pain, if you ask me, I learned that I have to really increase my patience level, and I should accept the life as it comes to me, and I should try to improve or to achieve something. If some kind of aim or dream is there, I should try to achieve once in my life. Without trying, I should not give up my life or give up my thought. The message I would like to convey is that when we have to meet some challenges, we should take it easily. We should not get panic, because fear will kill you. If we get scared about things, then we won't survive. Definitely we will not survive. We have to deal with things easily, and rather than seeing the problem at a bigger level, we should just divert our concentration how to solve that. But when you talk about your illness, I would advise everyone that please do take care of your body very well, because health is important. If there is no health, even if you have wealth, it is of no use. So health is very important. Do regular exercises. Don't have oily foods, and take the things easily. Let the life throw anything on us. We should accept it.
So this was Nagalakshmi's story. A true She Slays fighter indeed. We hope her story inspires you and encourages you to take better care of your health. If you too have a story to tell, then do write to us at healthshots@hindustantimes.com and let us tell your story to the world. Till then, stay tuned then, and don't forget to like, share and subscribe to She Slays. This is your host Chaya Dabba signing off. I will see you next week with another champion story. Till then, take care of yourself and keep slaying.
You were listening to Health Shots, brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.